Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. It's a great pleasure of mine to welcome my friend Tammy Owens into the studio here with RE/MAX Alliance, because one of my absolute favorite nights of the entire year is the Night of Rockstars event, which I have emceed. I think this is my third year that I have done this. Is that correct? And Brad, you've been to the Night of Rockstars before.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's such a wonderful experience, and it's such a unique event. So, Tammy, I want to give you the opportunity to talk about kind of the genesis of where this event came from, and just really, like, how did it come to be that you were going to highlight these families who have special needs children and celebrate them all for a really, really great cause?
So many years ago, there were probably eight of us that went to an event similar, but they didn't, like, the kids just walked across the stage. So we just kind of all got together and said, how can we elaborate on this, make it bigger, make it better? And one of our agents in our office has a band. So he's like, well, what if we let all the kids get up on stage and perform?
A really good band.
Their name is Where's Dave. Where's Dave learns the child's favorite song. And it might be Itsy Bitsy Spider. It might be a Barney song or The Shark. What was The Shark?
Baby Shark.
Baby Shark.
Yes.
And they turn
everybody's
it into,
favorite song,
yes.
Baby Shark.
And they turn it into a rock song, and they perform it with the child. Just absolutely amazing. Not a dry eye in the area.
No.
But it's just grown from there. I think our first event we had right over 300 people, and now we're at about 800.
It's a packed room, and the tickets are sold out. So usually what I would do is have somebody on like Tammy and RE/MAX Alliance, their community team that leads this Night of Rockstars event, and I'd be saying, get your tickets. What I need you to do is put this on your calendar for next year when they do it again so you can get your tickets ahead of time. But there is more that can be done, and you know, when you talk about doing a fundraising event like this where everybody who is participating is volunteering.
Absolutely.
All the funds raised go to help a specific cause, and you have two entities that are the beneficiaries of this. So you're raising money. I know that you've raised very big numbers of money in the past. Tell me about the purpose, the why of celebrating these families. Who are you helping?
So our office, RE/MAX Alliance, is a Children's Miracle Network office. So it's very close to our heart. I personally had I have twin grandchildren that were born 3 months early. So this is just something I'm very passionate about. And so every year, our local Children's Miracle Network gets half of the proceeds from the event. And then the other half goes to a local children's charity that we choose. This year we chose Equipping the Called, they're amazing. They are completely just a charity, non-for-profit, and they bring in clothes, curling irons, just different items that kids would need. So if a foster child is placed into a home, that child gets to go to this store and shop without anybody else there to get all the things that they need.
Tammy, that's great. I mean, hearing how many different ministries and organizations and 501c3s you affect from this one night. My question for you, though, is how do you choose the kids? Because there have to be so many parents and kids that are so excited to maybe be a part of this. How do you decide?
So they're nominated.
Okay.
A lot of the kids are nominated through past rock stars or through the agents in our office. We have a really hard time saying no.
Yeah.
So typically we choose 12 children. This year we stretched it a little bit because we had one young lady. We found out after we got her nomination that she was a little too old. So we have an honorary this year. And then we had one come in at the last minute, and we're like, we cannot tell this
Can't
kid
say no.
That's
yeah.
great.
I'm so happy to be able to be a part of this event, to be able to see the joy. I mean, good grief, we talk about joy a lot, but this is the most legit. Brad, you've been to these events. You've seen the experience of having these families who are really, I mean, it is a different lifestyle to live raising a child with any sort of special needs. And the spectrum of people who are recognized, the kids who are recognized, they can be, you know, nonverbal to able to go up there and help perform the song on the stage all throughout that whole spectrum. But it takes a village to help these children be raised and to celebrate them, and this night is all about it. It's an incredibly joyful but also emotional evening.
Yeah, I like to, like, when you show up, so you're all decked out in the your best, right? Yeah. So I've got an Italian suit that I like to wear, and we'll go out there, and there's a red carpet event, and they bring these kids in on a big limousine bus, and they let them come down the aisle on this red carpet while everybody gets their cameras out with their flashes and they're snapping pictures, and Annie's interviewing them as they're coming in, and they give them the whole rock star treatment. And then you get to see these little kids go up there, and I say little, some of these kids are, I don't know.
Teenagers.
Yeah. They go up there, and they just absolutely embrace their song, and they embody the spirit that you want everybody to have, and they just go out there and they just let it rip. They sing their songs. Everybody has a good time. People dancing on the dance floor, and there's a ton of stuff that you can like bid on and stuff there too. So,
Tammy, I want to draw people's attention who are listening right now, who obviously, like I said before, the tickets are sold out. I tested the theory here, and I'm asking you folks listening right now to follow my lead if you would, but I am leading on this. I tested it before we came on the air. If you go to nightofrockstars.com, you can learn about what RE/MAX Alliance's community team is doing with Night of Rockstars. They are a 501c3. If you scroll down, it's like maybe two scrolls down on the page. There's an opportunity to donate $20.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And it's super simple to do. You can donate directly to this cause and impact the overall haul that they're able to make on this fundraiser to help these families. When you're raising, you talked a little bit about the other charity involved, but when, like, Children's Miracle Network, what kind of work do they do with the funds that you're able to raise, or what do you know about their efforts that when people do go donate that $20 to the Children's Miracle Network hospitals that they're helping to do?
We have two Children's Miracle Network hospitals here in the area, Children's and then Cardinal Glennon. They do all kinds of things, and I've gone on tours of the hospitals, and it may be a video camera in a newborn's room where mom and dad have to go back to work, but they can log in and see their baby and talk to their baby while they're gone. It can be support care. It could be, you know, something with an animal. They do all kinds of things for each of the hospitals here in St. Louis.
I'm really excited about this year because a family near and dear to me, one of my best friends, has a child who we've watched him grow up, and he's going to be 8 maybe shortly, or maybe he just had his 8th birthday, I think. And I really have seen the strength of my friends as they have had to go through in and out of Children's Hospital. And when he was born, there were so many questions and so few answers, because you just have to wait for time to pass in order for you to have the answers that you're going to need to know what treatment comes next. And then oftentimes these children will have conflicting conditions where you can treat one way, but that might affect a different condition in another way. and the resources that St. Louis has here in these two hospitals and the ability to care for these families. If you don't ever experience it up front, and I have in a secondary fashion through this family that's very dear to me, seen what is being asked of these parents to go through this, it's a lot to ask of a family. And then these families, these parents, they rise up, the grandparents, you create this village who looks out after these children. It's a lot of work. It's very tiring. They wouldn't change any of it. You know, they understand their responsibility in the situation, but a night like Night of Rock Stars puts them in a community with other people who actually get it, even more than maybe the parents or the grandparents of those who are raising those kids. You empathize, you do what you can to help them. But when you put these families together of people who have a common shared existence on some level that the rest of us maybe can't understand, and then you support them this way, and it's all going to help a really good cause. I mean, it's hard for me to not, I mean, $20 at nightofrockstars.com. I think we can all pitch in and do that. It's really simple to do. It took me 30 seconds. Are there other opportunities in the future for people, if people are hearing this and it's speaking to their heart, to maybe go to nightofrockstars.com? I think there's a contact button on there as well. Like, what other help can you use or have to make this an even bigger, better event in the future?
So obviously, nominating children. You can go on there and you can contact us through the website, nominate a child, obviously make donations, baskets. We had somebody donate like 30 baskets this year.
Oh, that's great.
Monetary, just anything, really. I mean, we're always looking for help and support with this.
Tammy, what year is this? How many years in a row now?
This is our fifth year.
Fifth, okay. So with this being such a unique event, because, you know, I've worked in Christian ministry and different radio stations. This is one of those events that just stands out, that you just remember it more. And you talk about charity things all year, and they're very good. This one just is so unique. Are there other people doing anything like this in other parts of the country that you know of?
No, and we've actually ran that kind of up with RE/MAX to say, hey, if anybody wants to do this, we will work with them and kind of create it for them.
I would not be surprised to see this become something that goes from St. Louis to nationwide, because it's just so neat.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, the evening is coming up. It is, I think, is the 27th. Is off the top of my head.
Next Friday night.
I've had it on my calendar for months and months just to make sure that I was free on it. If you go to nightofrockstars.com, you will be able to scroll down a little bit, and they just got a $20 donate button. That's what they're asking for. That's what I'm asking of you. I've done it myself, and I encourage you to check that out also, and just be a part of something that is really wholesome, that is really good. I'm constantly asking you as a listener to join me in my effort to try to reach out and help in our community and do it on our own, not have to wait for somebody to get elected into an office one way or the other in order to make a difference. We can make such a big difference without having to get politics involved at all, and it's really our responsibility to do that. And Brad, you know, like I said, this, the event in and of itself, it's just like, it overflows your heart.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, so you feel like you are participating in making these kids' dreams come true, which is what I always like. You feel like you're doing something good, but then you're just inspired and amazed by what they fight through, what they go through, what their parents go through. You know, it's going to sound weird, but you just kind of want to wrap up and give a great big hug to everybody that's there. And it's such a good time.
Yeah.
Such a good time.
Tammy Owens with RE/MAX Alliance and the RE/MAX Alliance community team, thank you for coming in and talking to us about this. We love to shout it from the mountaintops.
Thank you for all your support. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. It's the least I can do, and I'm glad to be able to have the opportunity to do that. Go to nightofrockstars.com, and if you're so inclined, it's probably payday for a lot of us. You got $20 to spare. This is the best place you can put it on a Friday afternoon. We are thankful to RE/MAX Alliance for what they are doing and the RE/MAX Alliance community team, and go to nightofrockstars.com for more information. All right, let's get back to the rest of the business of the day. We come back. Don't go away.